This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we'll take a look at four states that have already voted but still don't have a clear outcome.
First, an outcome we can report. Movie and TV writers on both coasts have voted almost unanimously to go back to work, ending their 14-week walkout. Writers and producers now will try to salvage what is left of the current TV season, and have no fear, 1 week from Sunday in Hollywood, there will be Oscars.
Whew. Well, over the course of the writer's strike, Day to Day has kept in regular touch with a person whose livelihood has been directly affected by the strike. She's not a writer, though, and she doesn't work on a film crew. She is a florist. Corey Lavelle runs a company that supplies the fresh flower arrangements you may have seen on TV shows like Desperate Housewives and The Office. We last spoke with Corey back in December when the strike was entering its seventh week.
At this point, I'm really frustrated that neither side seems too concerned about the many, many thousands of us who are seriously being hurt by this strike.
I checked back in with Corey to get her reaction to the end of the strike.
I am very relieved that the strike is finally over. That relief, though, is definitely tempered with knowing that a lot of damage has been done financially to my company as well as my personal finances. And then knowing also that we face the Screen Actors Guild contract ending in June.
Mm-hmm.
So the possibility of facing another strike somewhat dampens the joy.
Yeah. How much did you lose?
You know, I haven't even really calculated that. I think it would be just so depressing. But the fact that I've been able to just hang on and I've made it through the strike, what I'm facing now is that I have very little capital left to start up again, to have money in the accounts for payroll as well as purchasing of supplies. I deal with a perishable product, so it's not like I just have a warehouse full of supplies ready to go. Everything has to be purchased as the orders start getting placed. So it's a rather daunting process thinking of starting up from scratch again.
Right, and plus, they're not exactly shooting tomorrow. It's going to take quite a while to ramp up.
Right. I'm estimating it's going to be 3 weeks at least before we really see a surge in production.
I wonder if this whole experience has made you rethink your business plan and what you want to do.
You know, it really has not. I've always known that I worked in an industry that's ruled by the whims of labor and contracts, and I have to conduct my business knowing that. So in any other business, it would just be some other stumbling block that you have to plan ahead for. And this, of course, was a really big one, but I think I did pretty well planning for it. And it's really also been a learning experience as far as how would I plan in the future to make sure that I can survive if it happens again.
So how will you plan in case the Screen Actors Guild goes on strike?
Well, that's tough because it runs right on the heels of this one, you know. We're on an austerity kick, and we probably will stay on one for a long, long time because somehow we have to recover from what we've already been through, let alone get through what's coming up next.
So when you say austerity kick, what does that mean?
Limited hours. All of us here in our company will probably wear several hats at the same time. I don't know that I'll fill all the positions, which, you know, now I realize some of those positions are a little bit of a luxury to make life easier, as well as just really sticking close to a budget on any project and not going over it just for the sake of the art of wanting to do something, which all of us as artists and creators, we do that all the time, go over budget, and yet enjoy doing it because there's joy in the project. Well, we're going to be a lot more cautious in the future.
So a lot more carnations and a lot fewer orchids?
No, but make sure we don't have any extra orchids left over. Don't overbuy, don't overbook labor, those kind of things.
Well, Corey Lavelle, thanks again for speaking to us, and I'm really glad you made it.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Corey Lavelle runs the Sandy Rose Floral Shop in North Hollywood, California.